Every believer has the capacity to live as Jesus lived. Live victoriously over sin, sickness, death, poverty, and every evil works of the enemy. You can transform not just your own life, but the lives of people around you. The more you expose yourself to the words of God, the more you see it flow through you. In this message, Pastor Philip teaches on how you can respond to God's unconditional love for you. Live your life in the reality of His power and be all His Word says you can be.
Luke chapter 2, the story of Christmas. Christmas story is a story of hope. A lot of things you can see from a Christmas story. Today, I choose to see hope. Many, many things you can get from a Christmas story. King was born. He grew up and saved the world, washed us from our sins, and died the death of a criminal. Woke up on the third day, rose as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. A lot of things you can say about Christmas, but this morning I choose to put my focal point on hope. Christmas is a story of hope. Luke chapter 2 from verse 6. Help me do more. Luke chapter 2 from verse 6. Yes. Well, they were there. Yes. So Mary, the fact that she was going to give birth to Jesus did not exempt her from labor pains. The fact that she was carrying the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords did not exempt her from the pains that come with labor. I know your vision is God-given, and you're wondering, if this is from God, then why is it so painful? If this is from God, then why is it so stressful? Mary heard from God, the baby in your womb is the child of God. And yet, bearing the child of God, she fell into the same labor pain, as it were, with every ordinary woman. And you're wondering, if indeed I was called, if indeed I was anointed, if indeed the hand of the Lord is upon me, then how am I so broke like every other person? Why? Why do I have to face the same stress to face? Why do I have to face the same pain to face? I thought I was pregnant of Jesus. I thought His baby, His delivery should be easy and stressless. Why do I have to go through the same pain? The mother of Jesus was not exempted from the pain of childbirth. What does it say next? Brought forth a firstborn son. Wrapped him in swaddling clothes. And laid him. You see that? Why did they lay him in the manger? Because there was no room. You see that? The Bible was very clear that there was no room for Jesus in the big places. There was no room for Jesus. People were filled everywhere. And the maker of the entire world, the owner of the universe, was about to be born, and there was no room for him, even in his own world. There's no room, Pastor. God gave me a dream, but there's no room for it. The story of Jesus' birth is a story of hope for you this morning. Could you be bearing something in your heart so big, and yet there's no room for you? There's no room for expression. There's no room to even start. And so the maker of the earth, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, are to be born in the trenches. Are there people that were born in the trenches here? Trenches. Your background has no correlation with the prophecy on your life. It says a king is born, but a king is born in the trenches. There is no connection between your current circumstances with the prophecy of God on your life. There is nothing that looks like what God said, and you are going through it right now, and there's a word over your destiny, there's a promise over your life, but there's nothing that looks like what God said happening to you now. A king born in the trenches. And Jesus was that king. But I loved Mary because she didn't allow the fact that there was no room in the inn to stop her from bringing forth her destiny. The Bible says she fell into labor. She fell into labor. She fell into labor and brought forth destiny in trenches because there was no room for her in the inn. How many of you have fallen or have been pressed before? How many have been pressed before? See posh people. You guys don't go to the toilet. Yeah? I should not go there. How many of you have been pressed before? Let me see your hands. How many of you have been so pressed you did it in a place you would not have done it normally? If you have all circumstances under your control. Eh? How many of you have done it in a place that they must not see you before? Let me see your hands. Come on. That if you had your choice, fine girl like you, slave queen like you, comrade like you, you would never have done it. That was what happened to Mary. She would never brought forth. She knew who she was carrying. She knew this was Jesus. The angel said he would save the world from their sins. So she wasn't oblivious of who she was carrying, but she had fallen into labor. My pastor, when we were very young, said the story with us. And I understood that later in life. I didn't understand that story until later. So he came out to share a joke. He said in those days, he was going to Oshodi. How many of you know Oshodi in Lagos? Now it was the former Oshodi, not the new Oshodi you have. The very former one, that if you bring out your hand, your watch will lost. If you walk anyhow, your neck, I mean, they take your neck. They can even remove your destiny if you're not careful. That's the kind of Oshodi I was talking about. So he said as they were going, he fell into labor. Not the kind of labor, but the other labor. And immediately he said, "Owa." Now he hadn't gotten to his destination, but the labor pain directed his. How is it that the destiny that we begin to carry can change our directions? Because somehow you found out that you found something. Ha ha. Burden of destiny. He was pressed. He did not see any circumstance that could stop him. So he jumped it very, very carelessly. So when he was coming back, he had to trek down to find a bridge to cross that gully. When you carry the burden of destiny, nothing makes it feel impossible. You just find that simple things that would have stopped you would be easy to cross. So that also happened to Mary. She brought forth. And God, in his wisdom, chose to hide his son. Hide his son in the trenches. Continue. What does it say tomorrow? Next. Same country.
Then in the field.
Shepherds abiding in the field.
Keeping watch over their flock by night.
Yes.
And lo.
And lo.
The angel of the Lord came upon.
Fear not.
For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy.
I bring you good tidings of great joy.
Which shall be to all people.
Yes.
For unto you is born this day.
Unto you is born this day.
In the city of David, a Savior.
In the city of David, yes.
Which is
littleness of your beginning stop the greatness of your end. Don't fold your hands and say, I will not do anything until I find a big shop to start. Start from the corner of your house. Has God given you a dream? And there's no room for you in Transcorp. There's no room for you in Sheraton. There's no room for you in Fraser Suits. Can you start in Edo Suits? Can you start at the corner of your room? Has God given you a vision? And there's no place for you on social media. There's no room for you anywhere. Nobody has even accepted or believed in you. Can you start? When Jesus, the maker of the earth, was born, shepherds were told. They didn't announce it, they didn't announce it in the palace. They announced it among shepherds. Shepherds. Because God knows how to hide treasures in the trenches. You may not look like it today, but I've come to give you hope. I've come to give you hope. It may be small, it may be little, but I've come to give you hope. Don't give up on the greatness of your tomorrow because of the littleness of your today. Jesus, the maker of the earth, was born in the trenches. Was born in the trenches. God knows how to hide. God is a hider. God hides. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs says it's the glory of God to hide it. Bring it down, David. And the glory of the king to reveal it. So God hides. Praise the Lord. God does his best work in the dark. God hides. In fact, if you go to scripture, the Bible says he's the Lord God that sits in thick darkness. Yoruba says okunkun birimu birimu. God hides himself. He says he wraps himself round with darkness. And yet the Bible says he dwells in inapproachable light. He that dwells in inapproachable light wraps himself around with thick darkness. That's some form of irony. But God knows how to hide. He hid Moses in Pharaoh's house. palace, hid him there, and Moses jumped out before time because he wanted to be on spotlight and had to hide him again in the wilderness for extra 40 years. He hid Joseph. God is a hider. He hid David. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 49 verse 1, it says, in his quiver hath he hidden me. He made my tongue like a sharp sword, and yet he hides me. Don't be too much in a hurry to come out on the stage when the stage of your life is not ready for the stage. Don't be too much in a hurry to come in the light when your life can't bear the burden of the light. No, don't. In those days, I was asking the congregation to help me. When we are small, in Christmas days like this, when they want to snap us, you know what they do? They have one camera like this. If you do, then they will release one long film like this. Gen Z's cannot know that. They cannot know that. So when they release like that, they will show you like this, like negative. They say, which one do you like? You will look at it differently. You say, I think I like this one. Then the photographer will carry everything into a dark room. And it's in the dark, it develops what it will reveal in the light. And right now, your life may look as if it's in the dark. You are being developed. God will display in the light what he has developed in the dark. God does his best work in the dark. There will be dark seasons in your life. Forget it. Bible school by John the Baptist. As anointed, he said he was anointed from the mother's womb. And yet he had to be in the wilderness until the day of his showing to Israel. Don't come out before the day of your showing. If the photographer should bring out the film before it's ready, it will ruin the entire thing. How many of you really know that thing I'm talking about? Ever is a lie, no way. How many of you don't know what I'm talking about? Ever since? Where's Jade? Jade can never know what I'm talking about. Where's Jade? Jade, you know what I'm talking about? He can never know it. It's Gen Z. God does his best work in the dark. So Jesus was hidden. They stole Jesus away to Egypt to hide him. But in this Instagram-driven, Facebook-motivated, Twitter-inspired selfie world, where everyone wants to be seen, it's a very difficult task to communicate the simple truth that the best works of God are done in the dark. When God was going to create the world, he created the world in the dark. That's the darkness covered the face of the deep. God creates in the dark. When God wants to partner with a woman to bring forth another human being, he plants this embryo in the dark. When he wants to grow a tree, he plants the seed in the dark. Is it possible that you're going through a dark season in your life right now? You're wondering why nobody notices you. God is working on you. Don't give up. Tell him, say, neighbor, it's just a season. It's just a going through. It's not where you are going to. Yeah, it's just a going through. It's a season of your life. God hides. God hides. God hides. God hides. He hides stuff in places that nobody knows about. Isaiah 45 verse 3, he spoke about hidden riches in secret places. Sometimes he himself plays hide and seek with us. He says, seek me with all your heart and you'll find me, because God hides. He does his best work. He does it in the dark when the crowd is not there. And what we see in the light are results of the work done in the dark. Don't trust a man who is always in the light who has no dark. Don't trust a man who has no dark. Today I came with hope. I wanted to bet this morning that I'm going to preach for only 30 minutes, under 100K. But people did not agree to bet with me. See, call it on. In short, God does what? Does his best work in the dark. And it's possible that the way your life is today, you may feel hidden. You may be so gifted and yet so hidden. Yeah, what? Why is my life like this? And some of your friends are saying, go out. Go in today. Get it out. No, it's a season of your life. Let God bring you to the seasons he has brought you, he has prepared for. Jesus was born. Don't forget that. If you forget anything, don't forget that the maker of the earth was to be born, and there was no room for him to be born. And his mother had to give birth to him in the trenches. Did anybody come from the trenches, really? If you go back your background, if you came from very wealthy homes, I'm looking at some people's faces, you don't even know suffering. You have never suffered. And it's okay. It's okay, honestly. There's nothing. I wish everyone was like that. You know, but you don't even know the value of wealth if you've not suffered poverty. But there are people that came from the dark. And there's nobody in your family background. And that's why you're very careful. If anything happens to you on your own, nobody can come from anywhere. Because you're on your own. You look back home, you remember the house, you remember the house from where you're coming from. Is what is making you very, very careful. There's people who think that you're very cautious. They know that you know that if anything happens, nobody can do it. You are humble. The thing you are humble is because you don't have anybody. You came from the dark. But the life of Jesus is a testimony that God can take you from the dark, from a background where there was no room, and bring you to a spotlight where today you are the king of all the earth. Check out the stories of the great men you've read. Great women you've read. Most of them will tell you their story. How they went through dark seasons of their life. Seasons when nobody saw them. Seasons where you may even have to weep and cry. SLC had his own dark seasons. Some dark are darker than some dark. It's not like we have not come to light yet. It's just that this dark is lighter than the other dark. Are you getting my point? The Bible says the path of a just man does what? It shines brighter. So what you call bright today, by the time God brings you to the next bright dimension, you find that what you call bright today was not even bright at all. The Bible says he ascended to outer darkness. This is outer darkness. This is darkness. We had our dark seasons as a church. We had our dark seasons. I had my crying seasons. I had my night seasons. My wife sometimes would wake up in the middle of the night and see me panting up and down the house. So what's the problem? I'm thinking. So yesterday, two nights ago, into that's what that is. That was Friday night into Saturday. Friday night and Saturday, I did not sleep, so I was panting. I had to come because I was afraid that my footstep might wake up people in the house. So I went downstairs panting because I had my seasons. I had my seasons, and I'm falling into labor. I must breathe something. There's something. I'm pregnant of something. And there may be no room for you in the convenient places, and you may be forced to bring forth what you have. You are under the sound of my voice. The Lord just spoke to me now. You want to start a here. It's as though you want to do air. I'm saying maybe a saloon or kind of, that's what I'm saying. Like you're making air for people. You're in this meeting. And the reason why you have not been able to start is because somebody promised you to give you some money to be able to get a very comfortable place to start your business. And the person has failed up until now to be able to make that. And so the reason you have not been able to start is because of that lack of funds. And because you have your eyes on that very fantastic place in Gwarinpa, fantastic place in Wusetu, where you want to start at a very, very elaborate place and make good publicity and good branding and all that. And that's why you have delayed it now. But the Lord says to tell you to start from where you are. Go today and go and put it down. I'm starting now. Start with what you have. Start with who you are. And start with where you are. And don't allow the promises of men make you procrastinate and postpone the promises of God on your life. Don't. Sometimes, if God knows that you're not going to start, he can even use men to lure you into destiny. People say, don't worry. If you start, we're going to stand by you. We are here for you. Look at us. Just start. We are there. And when you start, everybody will vamoose. Because God wanted to lure you into destiny. Please. God knows how to hide treasures in the trenches. Jesus was his treasure. Bible says we have these treasures in earthen vessels. Nothing more. Pastor Adebayo today was nothing more. Bishop Adebayo was nothing more. There were many bishops in Naples. There are many Pastor Ajebos. There could have been many, 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 many Ayakilumes. Many of them. But some of them wouldn't start until everything was set. But God knows how to start. Bishop Edipo said their first office was a table tennis table. You know, table tennis court. And they got the entire staff round the table tennis. From morning to night. You must be writing something. Just be writing anything. They had no job schedule. They had no job description. But be writing. So they sat around the table tennis and wrote. And today the staff strength is over 30,000. Because they chose to start round a table tennis. For God knows how to bring forth treasures in the trenches. The same story with anyone you think. Anyone. Next year starting. Few days, we'll be into next year. Are you going to keep waiting until you have everything set? The Bible says, he that waits for the wind will not sow. Start. So you tell him, say, neighbor. Say it again, say, neighbor. Start where you are. Start with what you have. Start with the instruction you already have. Some people, their own is spiritual. The Lord has told me. The Lord, I'm waiting on the Lord. What has the Lord already told you? Go and start with that one first. Say, no, I want to still wait upon the Lord. Did they? I want to wait upon the Lord. I feel it. No. The visions will unravel themselves as you go. God said to Paul, the things I've shown you and the things I will yet show you. Nobody has the full picture at the first day. Nobody. Bishop Dupu said the education mandate was not delivered on the first day. Today we have Covenant University. On the day that God called me to ministry, there was no Covenant University. There was no. So if you want to wait for a full picture, you will not do anything. God wants you to start small. He says, do not despise it. Do not despise it. The first meeting we had of SLC, we were five. Five of us in that meeting. We didn't even have a place. We couldn't afford to pay for a place. So you know what we did? We went to Drumsticks and bought donuts. So as we're eating donuts, we have a strategy meeting. So we start fasting from tomorrow. We start because we couldn't afford to even pay for a conference room. We couldn't afford it. What if we wait and say, no, until we buy rolling heads? You know rolling head? Until our heads roll away? No, we can't do that. We can't do that. A few days ago, I went back to some of our old pictures, some of our old videos. The first day we saw light, you know this light, we own it. When we bought it, everything was blue. There's no even white light. Blue. Everybody must know that we have bought light. like club. Oh God. Praise the Lord. God may be hiding you right now. Should stop you from working. He does his best work in the dark. He does his creation in the dark. He hides his best. Even you, the most critical part of your body, are eating. Some of you are decorating your face. Let your heart pack up. Some of people have very decorated face and very empty brain. Empty. The only thing that's helping us is that we cannot weigh the brain. God, even in our bodies, hid the most vital organs because of how important they are. So if you feel hidden this morning, it could be that God is taking you through the season of your life. Don't rush into the light when your life can't bear the weight and the burden of it. Bow down and just pray. Say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for my seasons. The Bible says, my seasons are in your hands. My seasons are in your hands. My seasons are in your hands. My times are in your hands. I thank you for the story of Jesus, the story of hope for me. I thank you, Lord. I thank you because of what is death, is birth, is life has brought to us. Thank you, Jesus, for coming. Thank you because now the war between man and God is over. The war between man and God is over. We have access. We can come. We can leave. We can walk. We can believe. And we who were nobody have now become the sons and the daughters of God. We who were far away have been brought near. Thank you, Jesus. My voice is all I have.
Thank you for listening to this message. Meditate on these words and watch how it will transform your life. For inquiries, please call 0909-672-9827 or 0807-548-5997. You can reach us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram at SLChurchNG. You can reach us on our Facebook. That's Supernatural Life Church.